Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. So, dear listeners, we are talking about this idea that the heart has a tongue. And how do we teach our heart to speak? Now, what we want to say first and foremost is that the heart is the place of belief. It is the place where one truly believes in that which one knows. Now, of course, we have a tongue, which is a physical tongue. It is the tongue in our mouth, the one via which we speak. But there is another tongue, and that is the tongue of the heart, when the heart begins to speak. So kind of putting it in a example, in order to make it a little bit easier to understand, there is this tongue that speaks, and there's this tongue in the heart that speaks. Now, the example comes with dhikr. Dhikr literally means recitation or to recite. And so it is also known as remembrance, and more specifically in our case, the remembrance of Allah. So, for example, a type of dhikr is to say, Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah. Now, there's two tongues that we have. One is the tongue of the heart, where I just basically say, Alhamdulillah, and that saying, that phrase, that dhikr, that recitation remains merely upon the tongue. Alhamdulillah. The second phase is when you say Alhamdulillah, but you actually know what it means, right? So you say Alhamdulillah, that means all praise be to Allah. Now, there is a much deeper tongue and a much more profound tongue, and that is the tongue of the heart. And this is when your heart, when you say Alhamdulillah, not only do you understand what Alhamdulillah means in your mind, but in your heart you feel the meaning of Alhamdulillah. And it is this very powerful, filled with emotion and knowledge and a sense of feeling. And this is the tongue of the heart. When the heart begins to feel and speak on its own these different adhkar, or for example the salat, the five daily prayers. At one point we can just merely recite the five daily prayers with our tongue. But there's another time when we recite these prayers and we really feel like we are reciting this prayer. We can feel within our heart as if these waves of spirituality are emanating from our heart, and they're just, you know, pushing outwards like these kind of waves in an ocean. And you're saying, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah. And so this is the tongue of the heart. Now, what happens is that the information that we receive and the knowledge that we gain over a period of time, the tongue is constantly saying these things, but we educate and we teach our heart so that the tongue of the heart begins to open, and it is the tongue of the heart that begins to speak and is the one that is truly doing the different dhikr, the different remembrances and supplications and prayers and du'as, etc. Of course, at the beginning, the heart is merely a learner and the tongue is a teacher, because the tongue is constantly repeating these things to the heart. And then the heart begins to repeat and the heart begins to understand. But eventually, we see that whenever the tongue speaks, the heart will also speak. And so the heart at this point is the follower of the tongue, the rest to be continued in the next segment.
IRIB English Radio. Our website, www.parshtoday.com.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
وَذُرْوَةُ سَلَامِهِ الْجِهَادِ. That really the acme of this is this struggle. And jihad means defending the lands of the Muslims. It means all of the other things. There's jihad al-asghar wal-akbar. And that division is absolutely sound division recognized by all of the ulama. This idea, because the hadith is weak, رَجَعْنَا مِنَ الْجِهَادِ الْأَصْغَرِ إِلَى الْجِهَادِ الْأَكْبَرِ. That hadith, the meaning is sound. And the ulama have always accepted that. That the greater jihad is the jihad of the self or the soul, and the lesser jihad is the jihad of the enemy. So the inward enemies, the four inward, inshallah we'll get to that, the four inward enemies. And if you conquer those inward enemies, the outward enemies are nothing. They're nothing. But the inward enemies are the real enemies of the human being. And then he says, ثم قال ألا أخبرك بملاك ذلك كله. Can I tell you how to get all of this? Do you want to know how you can get all of this? I mean, this is an amazing statement. Do you want to know how you can obtain all of that? And then he says, فأخذ بلسانه. That blessed tongue that had all those meanings that flowed from it and all that wisdom. He took his tongue. He took hold of his tongue and he said to him, كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا. Just control this. Just control your tongue. That's the milak. That's how تَمْلِكُهُ. You'll be able to possess all of those other things if you do this jihad. And then قُدْسُ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهُ. He's amazed. Right? Mu'adh. يا نبي الله وَإِنَّا لَمُؤَخَذُونَ بِمَا نَتَكَلَّمُ بِهِ. Are we going to be taken to account for what we're talking? Because the Arabs, to them, speech was not action. Their understanding was a man could have words, but he had to be a man of deeds. And the Ayyam al-Arab are all about deeds. The words glorified the deeds. Right? Their poetry was glorification of deeds. And so he's saying, are we going to be taken to account for what we say? And then he says, فَقَادَ ثَكِرَتْكَ أُمُّكَ. Right? And this is an Arab idiom that, even though it literally means like your mother is weeping over you as if you've died, you know, but it's a hyperbole to say, you're really missing the point here, you know. And he said, ثَكِرَتْكَ أُمُّكَ. وَهَلْ يَكُبَّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ أَوْ قَالَ عَلَى مَنَاخِرِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. Will people be dragged in the hell on their faces, or he said on their noses, by other than the harvest of their tongues? The harvest of their tongues. So this is, I mean, that hadith should be enough to tell you the importance of the tongue.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parshtoday.com.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were talking about, which was this idea that, first of all, we wanted to answer what is the tongue of the heart, and the second thing that we wanted to answer was how do we make it speak, and finally, how this is related to our ubudiyya. So in the first segment, we kind of talked about this idea that the tongue of the heart is similar to the tongue of the actual tongue, except that the tongue of the actual tongue is just this mere recitation or saying of, you know, a certain phrase or a statement or a prayer or a dua or a supplication. But the tongue of the heart is a very deep, profound, filled with emotion, filled with belief, and it really emanates from within the heart. It is a much more profound and powerful type of recitation of that same dua or supplication or salat, namaz, etc. So now we know what the tongue of the heart is. Now, we also started to speak about how we can get it to speak. And of course, the way to get it to speak is to continuously be teaching the heart the meanings of these different recitations and incantations, for lack of a better word. We teach it to the heart so that the heart slowly starts to speak. And we have to kind of focus and concentrate and pay attention that when we are saying these things with our tongue, that our heart is also connected. So it takes a little bit of paying attention and focus and trying to really feel what it is that we are saying and to really believe in what we are saying. Now, before we talk about how it's related to our ubudiyya, we continue our journey. So we had left off in the last segment that what happens is that whenever the tongue speaks or says a certain recitation, the heart at the same time also says the recitation. But after the heart's tongue begins to speak, we will find that the contrary happens. The heart becomes the invoker and the tongue begins to follow it in its invocations and recitations. Up to a point where, in fact, sometimes even when a person is sleeping, their tongue starts speaking in pursuit of their heart's invocation and recitation, as the heart's recitation is not confined to a state of wakefulness. And when the heart remembers, the tongue follows along. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah,
ya Allah, ya Mannan, haqqiq amali. IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Allah, ya Rahman, haqqiq amalina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina.
And so this is the ultimate phase or the ultimate stage, and that is where even though the tongue might not be speaking, but the heart is speaking, and the heart and the tongue of the heart is constantly in this state of belief and is constantly in this state of recitation and the remembrance and the dhikr of the Almighty Allah, to a point where it is constantly reciting, even if an individual's physical tongue is not reciting. And so here at the end, what is the connection with ubudiyya? Well, this is one of the aspects or one of the angles of the overall ubudiyya that we talk about, this servitude and obedience and worship to Allah. And you might ask how? Well, of course, first and foremost, ubudiyya in general is a spiritual wayfaring. It's a journey, whether it happens quickly or slowly, over a long period of time or a short period of time, that is up to debate and it depends on various variables. But what is the common denominator is that it is a journey. It has stages, it has phases in different aspects. And one of the aspects is this speaking of the tongue and the speaking of the heart. Now, the first stage is in this ubudiyya, this obedience and servitude and worship to Allah, of course, is the tongue speaking. And then it is teaching the heart. And then finally, it is the heart speaking. In the first stage, the heart follows the tongue. In the final stages, the tongue follows the heart. And it could well be said that towards the later stages, the tongue might even become silent while the heart continues to remember and be in the presence constantly of the Almighty Allah. And so teach your tongue and then teach your heart, and then your heart will teach you the roads and the paths and the journey of ubudiyya, the servitude, the worship, and the obedience to Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. أحتمي بحماه حس